This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Toll free to join us. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More people buying things on Black Friday online this year than last. Presumably more people. The numbers were up. Also, as far as like the sales numbers are concerned, sales numbers down for in-store purchases by 10%, more than $1 billion off just on Friday alone, and more people buying on mobile devices as well, is what we learned, with 34% of the online purchases, which by the way totaled $4.45 billion during both Thanksgiving and Black Friday. It says here Black Friday weekend, but considering that isn't quite over yet, I don't think we have the full numbers for the entire weekend.
Let me know that I'm old, because I've never bought anything on a mobile device. I just never, I mean, why? I have a laptop. Why the heck would I do that? But
I don't think I have either.
I think a lot of young people are really just sort of operating with...
They don't have laptops.
Yeah, they don't do the laptop thing the way that, you know, I do.
I just don't feel like... I mean, the mobile device is just too slow for me. I can't get things done as quickly on a mobile device as a laptop. I mean, maybe if you've got some sort of ballsy, heavy-duty, quad-core, you know, killer processor. I mean, you just got one of these new fancy mobile devices, what, like a 6-inch screen or something like that,
yeah,
Mark?
I think it's a Note 3 or 2, you know, or
maybe
four
with
or something
like that, I could do something sooner. But still, I feel like I'm faster on a full-size keyboard. I mean, even
yeah,
though,
you can fly. Your fingers fly.
Yeah, I mean, even though I like the swipe, which is the thing that allows you to sort of move over the mobile keyboard with your finger and spell words. I like that. I'm pretty sure I'm nowhere near as fast. I mean, I've never taken a typing test on a mobile device. I'm sure there's something like that that exists. I could probably download some app here and take a typing test on the mobile. But I'm almost certain I'm much faster on a laptop. The laptop is going to move faster generally with loading pages and things like that than the mobile device. So I just don't, you know, given the choice between one or another, I'm not going to do anything on a mobile device if I can avoid doing it. It's just, it's more convenient to have the mobile device in certain circumstances for me. But, you know, Mark, you and I are older than the millennials are, and they're used to this stuff. So for them,
like
it's second nature.
Yeah, you're just on the edge of being a millennial.
I'm definitely a borderline. One could argue I am a one of the oldest millennials or one of the youngest Gen Xers.
Yeah.
Let's go to Carl in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Carl.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
you know that youth that got killed by the police in Chicago over a year ago?
Shot. The one that the protests are happening about right now?
Yeah. You know...
The one that was shot while he was on the ground multiple times, like 15, 16 times, something like that?
Right, but his lawyer, it was interesting. His lawyer said there were signs he was turning his life around. What were the signs? Him burglarizing cars that night? Him having drugs in his system? Were they the signs he was turning his life around?
I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about the details besides that the kid was shot multiple times while on the ground after he'd already been shot, laying apparently face down. So, you know, to me, the fact that if he, let's take what you're saying at its word, let's say he was burglarizing cars that night, that doesn't deserve an execution, does it?
Well, no, but, you know, he was under foster care at the time. You know, pretty much his whole life since he was 3 years old, either living with his great-grandmother or when she died, his uncle, and then in foster care. He was under foster care when this happened.
Not a surprise that somebody under foster care would be acting out and committing criminal acts. That's
not
unusual.
Like the government had him all day at school and then had him all night, you know, and this is what happened.
Yeah, just another example of the failure of government to take care of children.
I agree with you. I don't like government schools either. But his mother or his parents, the father wasn't in the picture, they got a $5 million settlement already.
Already?
Already they got it. And shouldn't that go back to the state if he was under foster care? Why
It's an interesting question.
$5 million.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that one.
It's one of those difficult questions is when murder's committed, and that's what occurred here. When murder's committed, and it's against somebody, say, like a bum, that kind of thing, who's the victim? You know, the murder victim is dead. Mm-hmm. You can't make them whole. And if they perhaps
with no family,
don't have family or something like that, then, you know, how do you make people whole? I find it to be an interesting question. So I think they're just trying to make it all go away. This is the problem. The government hired a homicidal maniac, and he, you know, had a bad day and decided to kill somebody.
Carl, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. Okay. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just a few more interesting details about this year's Black Friday and people's buying habits. You know, we found out that now 34% of online purchases are being made on a smartphone or tablet. Online holiday sales, this is from the Dallas Morning News. According to Forrester Research, they are forecast to rise 11% this year throughout the holidays. The holiday season is when new products see most of their sales increases, said the Consumer Technology Association's chief economist in a separate conference call with reporters on Sunday. Quote, over half of a new product sales generally come in the fourth quarter. His trade group tracks sales of everything from big screen TVs and laptop computers to remote controlled toys and drones. Last year, about 65% of 4K TV sales, 4K is the next big thing past full HD. You heard about this?
No,
Mark?
I don't even understand what good. What does it do?
It's, you know, a lot more resolution than
what?
1080p. It's I don't know how many lines 4K is. I think it's 2,000 something lines of resolution.
So this is like that retina display that's on iPads kind of thing that really, really. What are they going to do after that? Because it's only been a few years now.
Yeah.
I bought the TV that was, I remember, okay. So
I've had my HD TV for almost a decade now. I think I bought mine
back. Is it the 7 or the 1080?
It's a 1080p.
Okay, so you bought it a very expensive television.
It was a grand. It really wasn't that expensive, in my opinion. For a 45-inch TV, I think I bought it back in 07 or 08 at the latest.
I don't know how long I've had my TV, but it's been a few years.
Yeah.
I bought it for $500, and it just hurt me to spend that kind of money on a television. And it was the 700 little dots as opposed to the 1080 dots. And life is fine at my house.
Sure. Like,
I'm watching TV from over here by the the kitchen counter, and
Looks good.
Are pretty good.
Well, there's actually once you get resolution higher than a certain amount pixels per inch or whatever,
even I can't detect it.
Depending on how far you are away from the TV, you can't, in theory, at least detect the difference between them. So I do question how many people are going to want to rush out and buy a 4K TV. I'm sure there's going to be some other advances, like, for instance...
The 4K has to come out so that this new technology will be adopted across the board. I mean, you know, it has to come out because it's going to go down in value. At this point, they're refitting. All the TV manufacturers are refitting for this. I imagine you can't find the 720 at all anymore. Is that correct?
I don't know. I haven't shopped for a TV in quite a while. But last year, about 65% of the 4K TV sales came in the last 3 months of the year, said the analyst. He says, I think we'll see that trend in smartwatches this year. More than half of sales of smartwatches will be in the fourth quarter. I think you're probably seeing that with like PlayStations and Xboxes, for instance.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a big gift that people will be buying. Consumer sentiment has been up over the last 3 months, buoyed by lower gas prices and more households with working adults. And shoppers are getting good deals, even by broad measures, he said, quoting a Bureau of Economic Analysis, saying that retail prices are down 2.9% from a year ago. So the retailers are definitely competing as much as they can with companies like Amazon. They're trying their best, but it does seem like a losing battle over time.
Amazon doesn't have to maintain the big stores and all the employees and clean up after them and all those things.
And Amazon benefits from those stores to some extent because you can go into, let's say, Best Buy, check out the TV in real life, and then go on Amazon, use Purse, save at purse.com, and save 20% on it.
Yeah.
So
you certainly can do that.
Essentially, these big box stores are sort of acting as display showrooms for online retailers. Who hasn't done that? I mean, who's an electronics consumer who's ever bought online has never gone into a physical store to check the product out first? I know I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it too.
toll-free number is 855.
That's kind of, to me, as a salesperson, that's shifty, right? Like, you go to the dance with the one who asked you. That's the way that I see these things. However, when you're talking about a big box retailer and you're not really standing in front of the salesperson that making commission or anything like that, it's hard for me to feel as bad. I just want to look.
855-450-3733. Some of them have price matching, but not all of them do.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to share your experiences, your thoughts about Black Friday, the results. We've been through the numbers, but what about the morality of the sort of spectacle the fights that transpire inevitably every single year across the United States. We went through some of them on Friday night. I've not taken a lot of time to really look and see if there have been more videos or anything that have come out since Friday night. But some of the ones on Friday were, you know, as you might predict, pretty ridiculous. We'll get into the issue of should people be amused by this? Is it wrong? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in February, Mark, you're not actually necessarily yet going down to this.
Oh, I'm probably not going to go.
You're not going to go?
It's Liberty Forums going on at the same time as Anarchapulco.
But you went last year.
I did, and it was awesome, I got to say. I mean, it was really, really great. It was a great event.
So you would go back if you could.
Yes, yeah. I would.
We're slated to be at Liberty Forum.
Right, we have long-term commitments for Liberty Forum, and that's where we're going to be.
It's going to be a tough choice for people because Anarchapulco's, they're getting some of the big name speakers out
there. They have some really big name speakers.
Like some names you normally see at Liberty Forum, they're going to be in Anarchapulco.
Jeff Berwick, Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, Luke Rutkowski, Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Roger Veer. These are some pretty
almost all
big
of those people
names.
Have been to Liberty
yeah.
Forum at some point.
Judd Weiss, who's seems to hit a lot of the major events. My friend Jose Rodriguez. It's a great event. February the 19th through the 21st. It's the first and largest anarcho-capitalist conference. So Bitcoin's going to be big there.
Oh yeah.
The ideas of freedom and relocating outside of the U.S. For more freedom.
It's
those
controversial.
Ideas, yeah, well, those are the ideas that are going to be purported there. And, a fair bit of conspiracy theory, too. There's going to be, all that. If those are the things you're into, this might be the place for you. It's at the Acapulco Grand Hotel in Acapulco, obviously. There's workshops surrounding the event, but it's the 19th through the 21st of February. You can get your tickets at anarchapulco.com. Anarchapulco.com.
Story from the Washington Post. Luke O'Neill, he's a writer out of Boston. This was written last year, but it still applies this year. I think it's an interesting question and discussion. You're certainly welcome to comment whatever you want about Black Friday or anything at all that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the biggest movie in the country right now is The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. Now, again, this was written last year. I haven't looked at the movie totals over the last 2 weeks, but I suspect The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is the biggest movie of the year this year, at least this week.
Okay.
I suspect that. I mean, the movie series has been incredibly popular, and this last particular episode, which I saw this weekend, actually, was really good. It was, in fact, better than Part 1. It was a much more action-packed movie than the first part. The first part was a lot of, like, talking heads on monitors talking with one another throughout 2 hours, and this one was much, much better. Anyway, back to the story here from The Post. It's a film in which the ostentatiously wealthy people of Panem's capital rule over the poorer districts from which tributes are selected each year to kill each other in a violent media spectacle. It's a grotesque display in which the lives of the impoverished are offered up as entertainment for the comfortable. Now, Mark, have you seen any of the Hunger Games movies?
I saw the first one, and I thought it was well done. One thing about movies is that I'm less and less into the new stuff. For whatever reason right now, I guess I'm that person that Hollywood's trying to appeal to because I've kind of pulled back. All I want to see are Marvel movies, which are basically stories that Marvel wrote. In many cases, the Ultron story was from the 60s. And it's, updated for the new millennium, but I just want to see these old movies. Those are the ones I'm watching in the theaters. Oh, and I'll go see Lord of the Rings, a book from, I don't know, the 50s or whenever it's from.
I don't know when those were written.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm kind of ashamed of myself, but I'm not consuming this new stuff.
I did see all of them, and the Hunger Games, well, first of all, his recap isn't quite accurate. The Hunger Games itself, the actual description he's giving of this sort of fight between the poor people of the country, that only happens in the first and the second movies. In the third, the part one and two of the third film, if you will, this two-part movie, it's all about more of like the political, the first part's more like kind of the political intrigue between both of the sides.
Sounds boring.
The capital city and the others. And then the second part is more of like the actual the war, if you will, but, between the two sides.
Okay.
So the Hunger Games themselves are over after the second movie in the series. Anyway, the point he's making here is it's hard to see the film, he says, and not think of the way TV news has covered Black Friday in the United States. Consider the jocular host's grinning effect as they relate news of brawls throughout the country in this clip from Fox and Friends.
Because that's us.
For example, on how numerous websites will round up the best brawl videos. As Yahoo News writes on the spread of Black Friday violence to Britain this year, quote, that means even more grown adults fighting over discounted underwear and more opportunities for us to gawk at them, unquote. Or take this video of a fight from inside a Houston Walmart. You'll notice producers from a variety of TV programs all asking for permission to use the video on their broadcasts. Fox News, CNN, Good Morning America, because they know this type of shopper-on-shopper violence is a huge draw. Mixed in with those, perhaps unsurprisingly, are a bevy of comments comparing the shoppers to animals or savages or making horrifically offensive racist comments.
I bet they do.
Granted, that's par for the course for any YouTube video.
Yeah, right. But, they'll make horrific racist comments about anything.
But on broadcast television, this kind of gawking shows how our lurid interest in these stories is connected to issues of class and race in America. In a telling bit of irony, the former clip comes complete with a pre-roll ad for Black Friday deals. In other words, videos of the type of violence that take place on Black Friday are being used to sell the shopping holiday back to us, the capitalist serpent swallowing its own tail. And I have to agree that, you know, that certainly is ridiculous and, you know, that this is somehow going to attract people to go and shop. I highly doubt that Walmart would intentionally put their own advertising in front of a video of someone fighting inside their store. I think that that was probably one of those things that just happened in the media company without any, you know, advertiser's knowledge. If I were Walmart, I wouldn't be happy about that particular pairing. You know, in the radio business, Mark, you and I have been doing this for years. I remember back in the day, I was one of the disc jockeys. I was instructed, there's certain things you're not supposed to do. Like, you can't run two car advertisers back-to-back. That's a no-no, right? So similarly, running a story about a fight or somebody being arrested in Walmart in front of an actual Walmart commercial would probably be counted as one of those media no-nos, I would say. It's hard, says Luke, to avoid the message of those ads. We've been bombarded with them for weeks now from corporations eager to entice shoppers with so-called doorbuster deals. And then once the shopping...
Doorbusters. It means people kicking the door in.
Literally.
To get in, yes.
And then once the shopping public falls for them, a privileged segment of the population sits back and dehumanizes them for its collective amusement. Look at these hilarious poor people struggling to take advantage of a deal on something they might not otherwise be able to afford on items that we take for granted, we joke on Twitter. You know, I don't jump to a conclusion that it's poor people who are out shopping on this particular...
Yeah. Maybe this guy's really, really rich.
...day. Our number's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That said, is he onto something? It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is it wrong to laugh and be amused at people scuffling over discounted products in the stores? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to share your thoughts here, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about a giveaway that is happening soon via the Free Talk Live email list.
Yeah, if you sign up by December the 1st, so just right here. What is it?
It's the 29th as we are doing this show.
Right, so just a couple days from now. If you to our email list, we're giving away one of Tiger Light's new products. It's the DAD Defense System. It's Defense Alert Device is what DAD stands for. It's a pepper spray and really bright flashlight combined. Plus, it has a built-in Bluetooth device to allow for GPS crowd alert technology. So it's amazing stuff. Lightweight, water-resistant, durable, and thanks to its polycarbonate housing, it makes it virtually indestructible. You can go find out more about it by checking out tigerlight.net. It's called the DAD device. But this is this thing retails at $130, and you know, it's no slouch. We're going to be giving one away to people who sign up for our email list. Just go to freetalklive.com. It's right there on the right-hand side of the page. You just go to the brand-new website and sign up, right-hand side of the page, and the 2nd, so December 2nd we're going to be doing it. So sign up by the 1st, and you'll be in good shape.
Unless you're a mobile device user, in which case it's not on the right side of the page. It's then down the page a ways.
So, okay, yeah.
So keep an eye out for that.
It's on the front page.
It is on the front page. Over at freetalklive.com, and I want to continue with the story from the Washington Post, an editorial piece suggesting that people should stop gawking, and that the
people who are amused by the people fighting on video at various different stores across the country are rich people shaming the poor.
I never really felt like a rich person, but okay.
No, I mean, I don't feel that way. By no means am I starving or anything like that. I mean, we do okay here. We get the bills paid, basically. But, doing radio is certainly not generally something that makes someone rich. But beyond that,
Rush Limbaugh.
Beyond that, I don't generally think about the economic strata of the people who are involved in this. Because to me, anybody who... unless they're the wealthiest of the wealthy, could be motivated by a really good deal on a television set. I mean,
sure.
Anybody could be in those lines. I think it would be interesting to do a demographic breakdown and find out, go and interview. They actually did. There was a story we were talking about earlier. They interviewed more than 4,000 people who were actually out shopping on Black Friday, and I wonder if they did ask them demographic questions.
I don't know the answer, but it could be that the author's just jumping to conclusion, that he believes the poor people are classless louts, and that because the people we see on Black Friday, the videos we see are classless louts.
That they must be poor.
That those people must, therefore, I'm just going to put these things together. So it could be. This whole article could be an insulting thing written by a rich person.
He says, look at these hilarious poor people struggling to take advantage of a deal on something they might not otherwise be able to afford on items that we take for granted, we joke on Twitter. The message is the same. This is shameful, materialistic behavior. And by pointing it out, we differentiate ourselves, reaffirm our class status as being above the fray of the lowly and desperate. The exact demography of shoppers on Thanksgiving and Black Friday isn't clear, with the former being too new a trend to track, and it seems to have been changing over the recent years with a higher percentage of millennials taking part of late. But studies have shown the shoppers are more likely to be non-white or single mothers. There's no denying the demographics that seem to show up again in the type of videos that we all find so hilarious. However, as we've seen of the late in Ferguson-related unrest, the physical struggles of non-white America writ large make for great television. I've seen dozens of variations on the obvious and racist pun in the name of the day itself already today, but one thing we can say for sure is that it isn't the wealthy or the comfortable who are standing in line in the cold or wrestling with one another over a slightly discounted Xbox. None of which is to say that resulting to violence over a discounted television or game console is admirable, but it's worthwhile to stop and consider just what it is that inspires such desperation in the first place. As in the world of Pan-Am, an artificial scarcity is imposed from the top down, Walmart, Target, and so on, in order to whip the public into a frenzy of aspiration. The affluent media...
Wait a second. these are loss leaders. Mm-hmm. The whole idea with Black Friday is that stores sell some things below what they can afford to sell them at, below profitable profitability. In order to get you to come into the store and hopefully buy some other stuff. That's the whole concept.
The pitch. That's the idea.
So that's, it might be like throwing dollar bills out of an airplane to see what happens, but I'm pretty sure Walmart and Target aren't, they're above that. Like, they're not going to go out and throw dollar bills out of a helicopter to watch people fight in the street.
And they would fight.
That's not worth anything to them.
Mm.
So this the idea that this is a Hunger Games thing is a bunch of, what this is blue journalism, intended to get people to click on stuff. This is a person who is exploiting stupid people and to get them to click on stuff. That's what this is.
Are you saying the stupid people are the readers?
And anybody who believes this tripe apparently is. I mean, I just don't believe that that somehow poor people or ethnic people are somehow more gullible than the rest of us. The reason I don't go, I have never gone to Black Friday, not once in my life, and I have been in this lowest socioeconomic class in America,
prisoner,
which is a convict, making $75 a month. Now, obviously, yeah, I couldn't run out at that time, but when I got out of prison, I wasn't particularly wealthy, and there were gifts to buy at that time too.
Mm-hmm.
I just would never do this. I'm not going to get up in the morning to do this. I also wouldn't fight somebody over a toaster.
Yeah, and I don't think we should be surprised that women are single mothers are out there a lot, right? Because it's usually probably the female, whether she's single or not, who's likely going to go on a shopping excursion to buy gifts.
Who's watching the kids?
For other people.
I mean, I can't imagine my wife being able to, I can't imagine this happening. My wife would probably leave and be back by the time we were up if she were to do something like this. But it would be strange behavior.
Well, presumably the single mother would bring the kids with her to this.
5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it's like a family event.
All right.
In regards to the racial demographics, the videos I saw this year, the woman who stole the vegetable steamer.
I don't think that race even matters.
Was a white lady.
Well, whatever. I don't think it matters. I mean, you know, this is completely inconsequential.
Right. Some of these people are desperate, sad people who are willing to fight another person over a vegetable steamer. And, yeah, I don't think that race comes into play there either. But the affluent media corporations, he says, are then complicit in the con, gorging themselves on advertising from the very stores raking in the sales revenue, and we the advantaged sit at home in front of our computers and tablets and phones, all of which we've already purchased at non-bargain prices, and delight in the spectacle. And I have to say, I am amused by it. I mean, to say anything else would be dishonest. It is amusing to me to watch people in this frenzy over products. And I can see where he's coming from with some of these comments about, you know, that it's like the Hunger Games, that these companies are just, or that the media companies more specifically, I think, are using this as a tease to keep people holding through
a
commercial break.
The premise is that the advantaged are exploiting the disadvantaged. That's the premise here. That's the comparison to Hunger Games. Now, you have to accept that premise or not accept that premise, and I don't accept that premise.
I don't accept it from the perspective of the retailer. I don't think that's the intention of the retailer, but certainly the media companies are using this as a spectacle. There's no doubt about that.
There's a spectacle.
Right?
There's no doubt that there's a spectacle.
This is going to get someone to tune into the news.
You can get people to look at YouTube videos of kids landing skateboarding kids landing on handrails all day long. People hurting themselves and doing dumb things.
That's what America's Funniest Home Videos made their bank on.
Right. You know, these kind of things. And so, no, this is people who choose to go to Black Friday, or people who choose to fight it out at Black Friday, because there's a lot of people who go and it's like, they just ignore that stuff too. This is a very small amount of people.
Is ignoring it going to make it go away? Toll-free number 855-453. Is it bad to pay attention to it and to be amused by it? You can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you like the show, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, which you can now do with PayPal and credit card, and now for the first time ever, as of this week, Bitcoin. We do finally have Bitcoin amping available. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month for you to support Free Talk Live, for you to help us get on more radio stations across the country. We've got over 160 stations now from coast to coast. We could have 200, 300. That's all possible. More than that is possible. It just, you know, takes money to market the show, and that's one of the things that the AMP program is good for. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about how some of that money is being spent, and learn about the benefits that you get as a Free Talk Live amplifier, like the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, and AMP Only phone lines and more. Go get the details. Get signed up now with Bitcoin, if you like. And the Bitcoin is anonymous if you want it to be. So you can be as anonymous as you like with the Bitcoin sign up, which is a very cool aspect. You couldn't do that with credit cards. You can't do that with PayPal. But you can do it with Bitcoin. So you can support Free Talk Live, and we don't even have to know who you are. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com, 855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment still on Black Friday. In other news, the Hunger Games dominating the box office. Donald Sutherland has spoken publicly saying that it's an allegory toward the situation in the United States. You can share your thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. You're rolling your eyes at that, Mark. I'd like to know more about why you were doing that. But first, let's talk to Dave in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Well, gentlemen, today was a national climate change day for trying to save the planet. And I went to a small, well, it's a large university, Humboldt State, but a small town in Arcata, California. And I found myself encouraged by it. We had quite a good turnout, in my opinion. It was about 100 or so marched around the streets of Arcata and then gave talks in a central plaza. And many people felt there was an increased awareness of so much that is so wrong, of being so deceived and kept stupid by people in government who don't find it to their best interest to try to act in the best interest of the people.
What is it that you believe should be done? I mean, the climate has changed over decades and millennia. What is it that you believe should be done, and by whom?
Well, I'm probably not the one to be able to address it. But from what I can understand, there are methods that can be used. It involves no longer polluting as much as we do. We can, in the process of trying to draw from the earth, do a lot of harm if we're taking carbons out of the earth and such, and the fracking, we do an awful lot of damage. That could end. And just the basic things of not putting so much pollutants in the air from our internal combustion engine, not having to do all that we do of that. Airplanes, buses, cars. Now, it's surprising, I didn't know this, but apparently cattle contribute at least half of the pollution problems.
Yeah. This is something that I wanted to address here, because there's a little saying that you can do more for the environment by driving a Hummer and eating vegetables than you can by driving a bicycle and eating meat. And
I just had a delicious hamburger tonight. I'm not giving up meat.
Right. Well, that's fine. Yeah. You're not convinced. But as far as the global warming thing goes, and I am somewhat convinced, but I
thought it was climate change now, because
whatever
it's
is.
Not necessarily warming. Right?
Well, it's either globally the climate, the global temperatures should rise by 2 degrees centigrade if some of these predictions come true. It's difficult to know because remember, when they say 97% of scientists agree, they agree that man has some effect on the environment.
Well,
that can
okay.
be 1%, and that can be 99%, but some is really difficult to say. And so I'm going to say I'm with that group, right? Like, man has some effect.
Yeah.
And, I think that some small changes can probably arrest this, but, maybe it's, we haven't seen topped out temperatures in quite a few years, and I think that's kind of interesting at the same time. But at my house,
it's been a warm November in New Hampshire.
What we implemented is during the weekdays.
But it's been snowing in the Midwest.
We don't eat meat on at lunchtime. We just, we're big enough as it is. I think we can all okay. afford a little bit of, some salads here and there. So we just don't eat meat during the week on at lunchtime. And that ought to, if everybody did this, that would be a huge change in global greenhouse gases. Methane is 20 times the greenhouse gas that carbon is. But everybody plays up carbon. Mm-hmm. Oh, the airplanes and the cars and all these other things. When what they need to do is they need to set down the cheeseburger, slide away from the table.
What is methane going to do that's so bad?
Methane is a greenhouse gas in models.
And that would mean that it would get warmer?
In models, okay, are greenhouses warmer than the air
yeah.
outside of them? Okay, that's why they call them greenhouse gases.
I support more warming.
Yes, I understand you're in New Hampshire. What it's going to also cause, if these predictions are true, I want New Hampshire to be warmer too. However, I would like the ocean to not be as acidic so that it kills off all the coral and changes, and it causes a worldwide change in sea life is out there and that sort of thing.
Hmm.
Because, when it happens
and
that quickly.
And methane is going to kill sea life? Is that what you're saying?
Greenhouse gases, of which methane is one,
yeah.
20 times the greenhouse gas that carbon is,
yeah.
In models, creates a warmer globe.
Which now, kills people or kills fishies?
Yeah, and that means you don't get to eat seafood anymore, pal.
Huh.
Okay? Do you understand the difference now? This is a real issue if other things don't happen. It's possible that there could be less sun activity, and that may be the case. It's like it's just a little cooler right now, and that the Earth could be moving into a cooling phase, in which case the mitigation of the carbon and methane and these other greenhouse gases won't make as big of a deal. Go ahead,
Dave. What do you think?
Well, I think we're learning. I think, and that's a big, big step. And you guys probably are helping, just discussing it and throwing out what you are. Today, I think we're learning. We're learning that we have the big potentates behind the government and all. They don't want us to be smart. They'd like us staying ignorant because it's easier to do their thing. And that's grabbing, and to hell with the people. And I think we're going to start doing something about that for years now. I've been active with the Rest for Peace, and a half dozen of us most every week stand a vigil in every little town around. And it's recently been increasing. It's but doubled to maybe 10, 12 every week. And I think as of today, it's going to double and triple several more times, because I think everybody that's interested in trying to save the planet decided, let's hook up with the Vets for Peace, and that's where we'll do our meeting.
Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I guess, Mark, you know, like I said, I am totally ignorant about a lot of this stuff. I just know what I hear from people. I've never actually done any of my own research into it. But so what you're saying is fish will die, certain fish, I imagine, certain fish will die if the ocean gets too warm.
Acidic.
Wouldn't they? Oh, too acidic. And that comes from?
The warming. In some way.
That makes acid, huh? So they won't just migrate? I mean, wouldn't they migrate to a cooler, less acidic?
To where? Another planet?
I guess, like, I don't understand, like, some of the water isn't going to be as warm as the rest of the water, right? Like, so tropical water isn't going to be
going to be
more warm than, like, the northern waters, right?
Ecosystems, will be shattered, and some things will die as a result. So if there's coral that little fish eat, then the coral dies, then the little fish die. Well, the bigger fish eat the little fish, and the bigger fish eat the bigger fish, and then the biggest fish going on up. So some fish, certainly, we're not going to have a worldwide die-off of everything that lives in 70% of the planet, which is to say the oceans. We are going to have things that change. But in that change, Mother Nature is a psycho killer. And she doesn't particularly care how many people, of a species goes on to survive, including humans.
Well, right. I mean, over the years, without humans, there were extinctions, ostensibly, in the past, of the dinosaurs, for instance.
And, yeah, like, I mean, when a big, giant rock flies out of space and clashes and collides with the planet.
You can say that Mother Nature is a psycho killer, but it's also pretty resilient, from what I can tell. Life continues to go on.
The planet will be here. No one's claiming it won't be.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What do you want to do about it?
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.